Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Crazy over there in the UK. Man, that story's wild. Well, the British invasion continues here on The Takeaway. Our food segment stars Jamie Oliver, star of ABC's new series, Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution. Good morning, Mr. Oliver.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
It's great to welcome you here. And the new series, Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution, is a bit of a cultural confrontation with the people of Huntington, West Virginia, where you are already known as the Naked Chef from your previous television experience, goes to what is considered to be the unhealthiest town in America, Huntington, and you're trying to get Americans to improve their lives by eating better. How's it going?
Yeah, well, you know, it's I've spent the last 7 years doing this back home in England, and I've worked here for the last 10, 11 years, and change is always tough. It's always really tough. And to say the first few months was uncomfortable is an understatement.
Yeah, you're not getting the screaming women like the Beatles got back in 1964. Listen.
This area is the most unhealthy in America.
Right, but we don't want to sit around and eat lettuce all day.
Yeah, but I'm not going to cook you a lettuce.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, you come to town and you say we're going to change our menus and all that. I just don't think that you should come in here and tell us what to do. I mean, who made you the king?
Now we can sort of feel the cultural tension there.
No, big time.
There is a point in the sense that it would have to be an unlikely trajectory to go from, as you did as a youngster, cleaning up pubs and eating pub food in Essex, England, to becoming a real food revolutionary here.
Activist, really. Yeah. I mean, it's a funny thing. I mean, I didn't ever think I'd be doing this, but I think, look, I mean, I grew up in a world of food, local food, simple food, and as I grew up and carried on in my professional chef career, you know, I looked at my own country, at the communities within, you know, inner city parts of London where kids, you know, are kind of getting not food at home or terrible food at home. You're just looking at this, you know, this generation of kids that are just like either obese or anemic, you know. And so I started kind of using that pattern. I mean, basically the world through my eyes looks very different. And, you know, it doesn't matter if it's in America or in Huntington or in England. It's still the same. And I think that, you know, the thing that DJ Rod there got wrong was that he thought I was in telling people what to do, which is, you know, that's the assumption that everyone happens. The assumption is, who's this geezer coming telling us what to do, telling us I can't have what I love, and also, you know, he's from another country, and it's just all this healthy food. And nice. Actually, I hate the word healthy because it doesn't really define. I'm talking about proper food, real food. I mean, you know, even if you take a patty or a burger, you know, in theory, there's nothing wrong with it unless you're buying 95% of it, which is, you know, full of all sorts of.
Being a handsome devil helps you with your argument.
Are you sure?
So, yeah, I think maybe.
Well, that's a first compliment.
I don't think
it
helped him with DJ.
No,
probably
it didn't.
Not. Yeah.
But thanks for that. But look, I mean,
well, let me just describe what my sense of your experience is and your career, because you're kind of a, I can't tell if you're sort of kung fu, sort of a Zen master making your way through the world of food, or if you're literally the Beatles who just sort of comes in and remakes the world, because you discover gardening. Wow. You discover fresh food. You've gone over territory that other people have gone over, but you've made it your own. How have you done that?
I mean, I have my natural passion for things, and then I like to share it. I mean, that's basically what I do. I mean, it's weird. I mean, the thing is, when we broadcast in 120 countries right around the world, and you know, I don't take that lightly. I take it, you know, part of me thinks, well, creatively, I kind of got to express what I find and what I see and what I do and what makes me tick right now. And then the other part of me, you know, when I get sort of told this is the most unhealthy part of America, curiosity kicks in and sort of says, but why, how, when, what, how did it get like that? So, I mean, I kind of got two Jamies, really, that I fight with. And you know, it's not an understatement to say that the last 7 years when I've been doing political stuff has been very, very uncomfortable most of the time. Mm. But at the same time, it's without question been the most important 7 years of my life. I mean, who would have thought? I mean, when I made the documentary in England, 5 1-hours of TV, got $1 billion out of the British government, got junk in schools banned, got a new white paper created to sort of protect children and empower the lunch cooks. And I kind of thought, well, you know, we got 70 million people. Why can't we have a go over there? I mean, you know, it needs to happen.
You know, I think one of the things that's really great about, and there's a ton of your recipes that I use often. And one of the things I like about them is that you're kind of using the natural flavor of the food. Americans, to a certain extent, have gotten really used to putting sauces on everything and all kinds of flavors on top of the flavors. And it's almost like you don't taste the basis of the food. You don't even taste what it is. You don't taste the ribs. You know, you taste all the other stuff.
When you understand cooking, even from a simple level, like in 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 minutes, there's always a recipe to suit that time or that situation. And I think that's what I'm trying to promote, really. I think, you know, the big thing for me, the way I see it, is if you can learn 4 or 5 simple recipes.
And get your kids to eat them.
Right.
Yeah, and then you can have choices. If you can't cook nothing, you've got no choices. There's one choice, and that's the high street or what you call it, the main street, and what's on offer there.
Before we go, can I try to stump you?
Yeah, go for it.
Jamie Oliver, star of ABC's new series, Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution. All I've got is a whole fish. Mm-hmm. Can I do what you say I need to do?
Yeah.
Get my kids to eat it?
Yeah, definitely.
Reduce obesity?
Yeah.
Will you tell me that recipe when we get off the air? We'll put it on
the
web.
Absolutely. I'll give it to you.
All right. The Jamie Oliver, star of ABC's new series, Jamie Oliver's Food Revolution. See his TED Prize and his answer to that question on our website. I'm John Huckenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.